You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Tuesday afternoon. Don Day at Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming joins us. Don, can you tell me about weather conditions? I think I'd like to start right in your area because there is some concern about the western United States, dry condition, and wheat coming out of dormancy, what kind of season it might see to begin this 2015.
Well, yeah, definitely. The West, from the Western High Plains to the Rockies to the West Coast, has really been dry. And one reason for that, all the stormy weather has been directed to the record-setting snows and cold along the East Coast and into the central part of the United States. I do see a pattern developing next week late and into early April that could really favor a more wet pattern for those western wheat areas. So there is help on the way, but it's going to be probably another week to 10 days before there's any consistent precipitation chances in those areas. There are some chances for precipitation between now and then, but spotty.
This is one of those common themes at the times of year when we change from warm to cold or cold to warm, that things can move pretty quickly. And so I suspect that we'll be watching closely how this develops and whether it means we'll have rainfall for the rest of the season too.
Well, yeah, this is the time of year where the patterns that tend to get locked into place during the winter begin to break down. And honestly, what we're seeing right now is still some of the winter locked-in patterns that we've had all season. But as we get into the last week of this month, as we get into the first couple weeks of April, we'll see that break down. And that means more storms moving more quickly coast to coast, and we will see the weather pick up, especially in the central and western areas of the United States. But the east still probably has some more winter weather, believe it or not, to go through before they're done.
This despite the fact that the vernal equinox is Friday. That is a demarcation of sorts. How quickly do you suppose we'll begin to warm up in central Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota as well? Farmers somewhere from the Delta region who are now lagging behind all the way up through the Corn Belt will be anxious to at least get into the field and scratch some earth.
I think we're still going to have to wait till we get into that second week of April before a more consistent warmer pattern comes in. While there's going to be bouts of warmer weather like we have now, we still see some opportunities to get colder. So it's probably going to be another couple of weeks before things settle down and get consistently warmer.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
Thank you.